Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello everyone, I'm Lata Jha, and a very warm welcome to the latest episode of our show, Business of Entertainment, your weekly dose of the financial performance of what's buzzing in the world of entertainment, at the movies, on TV, and on streaming platforms around. Coming close on the heels of theatre owners being disappointed over not being given reopening permits last week is the news that India, which is already one of the most under-screened movie markets in the world, is estimated to lose about 10 to 12% of its cinema screens over these 5 months of COVID-19 lockdown. If this continues longer, the figure could go up to 15 to 20%. Obviously, single screens are bearing the worst brunt of this. These independent properties have been struggling to provide entertainment in small towns to locals at nominal rates. The additional investment on hygiene and safety measures is not something that will be easy for a sector struggling for survival. Many single screen owners are so disheartened that they do not wish to continue in the business. In the past few months, actors such as Akshay Kumar and Ajay Devgan, who were known to guarantee returns at a time when Bollywood is increasingly leaning towards niche, urban, and multiplex cinema, have taken their films such as Lakshmi Bomb and Bhooj, The Pride of India, to digital platforms. When these stars of the masses do not care to stand up for a sector that is responsible for their stardom, there is no option for single screens but to explore rentals by converting to either marriage halls or shopping complexes, exhibitors say. Multiplexes do not admit to such despondence yet, but the going is equally tough for them. Trade experts say that the unending crisis may result in several non-performing multiplexes shutting shop, especially in small towns and virgin territories where the penetration of cinemas is already negligible. This will reduce the access to cinema for people in these towns who will either have to travel to nearby towns or lose out on films that will not release in their areas due to lack of screening space. The good news, however, continues for video streaming platforms. Disney Plus Hotstar, which is the platform owned by media and entertainment conglomerate Walt Disney in India, has notched up 15% of the platform's global subscriber base by the end of the third quarter. Disney Plus had reported 57.5 million paid global subscribers by the end of the third quarter, which turned into 60.5 million subscribers by 3rd August, the company said. This effectively makes for 9 million paying subscribers in India. As far as web offerings go this week, Zee5 is out with Prakash Jha's Pariksha, which is a simplistic tale about society's most underprivileged fighting for a better life. If you can overlook the fact that this film wants you to believe the age-old trope that all poor are good and the rich evil, there is some very strong messaging and harsh truths to be taken back on the reality of casteism, poverty, and inequality that does exist around us. Meanwhile, Amazon Prime Video is out with a web show called Bandish Bandits, while Netflix brings First Man, the 2018 film on the life of Neil Armstrong, starring Ryan Gosling. That's all we have as far as entertainment goes this week. We will be back next week with more news and context on all that's fun and entertaining in hopefully better times. Till then, stay safe and thanks for tuning in.
This was a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with Privacy Mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course, present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is. Drawing Board or...
Miro. All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro Brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.